Welcome to your Letting Go Hypnosis Session with Hypnospace founder, Kelly Bear. Begin now by focusing your eyes on a spot in the ceiling, taking a nice deep breath in all the way up and hold it. And hold it for as long as you can. And as you let it out, feeling that wonderful wave of relaxation from your head to your toes. Good. And take another deep breath in all the way up, continuing to stare at that spot in the ceiling. And as you let it out, releasing and relaxing and letting go. And one more deep breath in all the way up. And as you let it out, draining all the tension in your body, right out through the bottoms of your feet. And you'll notice now your eyelids are blinking. And you can close your eyes down now and let yourself go deeper and deeper into relaxation. And now picture or imagine yourself on a gently sloping hillside somewhere out in nature. And there are 10 levels going down. And each level you go down, you become more and more relaxed, letting go of all your thoughts and cares. And when you get down to level number 1, you'll be down to the very bottom of relaxation. The sound of my voice and the sound of the music will take you deeper and deeper into relaxation. And you're on level number 10 now, moving down to level number 9, more and more relaxed, letting go of all your thoughts and cares. And moving on down now to level number 8, deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed. And you're moving down now to level number 7. And perhaps you can picture or imagine the numbers on the levels as you go down, more and more relaxed. And you're moving down now to level number 6. And whenever conscious thoughts come into your mind, just go back to the words calm and relaxed to quiet those thoughts. And you're moving down now to level number 5. And you're halfway down now. Feel your body becoming loose and limp and relaxed, just melting into relaxation. And feel your muscles let go like noodles, loose and limp and relaxed. And you're moving on down now to level number 4, calm and relaxed, calm and relaxed. And you're moving down now to level number 3. And when you get down to level number 1, you'll be down to the very bottom of relaxation. And you're moving on down now to level number 2, releasing and relaxing and letting go. And moving on down now to level number 1, down to the very bottom of relaxation. And as you are lying there, so peacefully, so calm and relaxed, I'd like you to imagine what it would feel like if you could actually fly. If you could soar through the air free and alive like a bird. So as you're so very relaxed right now, imagine how beautifully special you feel now that you actually have the power to fly. And as you prepare to take flight, maybe you spread your arms, or maybe you put your arms above your head like Superman. It doesn't really matter. Just allow yourself to do whatever you feel you need to do to get ready in your own mind to take flight and soar above the world, free, alive, and completely at peace with yourself. Before you take flight, however, please take notice of all the chains and anchors which are holding you back. That's right. Notice all of the limiting beliefs and the tired thoughts and the old habits of yourself and other people which have chained you to the ground. And I wonder if you can really feel the weight of these chains which are preventing you from flying, thick, heavy links which are holding you back from your right to be free. So take a moment for yourself now and notice the texture of these heavy chains. Are they rough or smooth, or maybe both in different parts? What do these tiresome old chains feel like as they bog you down? And I wonder if they could talk, what would they say? Perhaps they would say, "You can't fly." And knowing that misery loves company, they might be saying, "Stay with us on the ground." But as you look closely at these binding links, you may be surprised to notice that however ferociously that these chains appear to be holding you down, if you really look closely, you'll notice that you are holding on to these chains. You are the one holding tightly onto these old habits, these limiting beliefs. You are holding yourself onto the ground. These chains may be forged by the ideas and comments of others, but you are the one holding on to them. And to whatever extent that you so strongly desire to live your life free and successful, you will let go of all chains and bad habits because you do owe it to yourself. You are your body's keeper. You are responsible for your own well-being, your own happiness, your own success, your own freedom. And just as misery loves company, success leads to even more success. If you look up, you will notice other people flying. See how happy they look up there, free from their bad habits here on the ground. And you can feel how happy they feel. And you can hear it in their voices as they laugh way up in the sky, free from all chains. And to whatever extent that you so strongly desire to be free, you will begin to physically let go of a chain. Simply make the commitment to let go of a limiting belief, let go of an outdated habit, let go of the hurts and be free. Let go of the pains and fly. Let go of other people's dramas. Let go of other people's stress and problems and be free. You owe it to yourself to let go of your old ideas and let go of other people's ideas and bad habits. They only hold you back. And as you begin to let go of the past, you actually notice yourself feeling lighter. And as you have seen this change in other people, you actually walk taller. And as you let go of the old habits, you feel more confident and strong on your own. Your posture is more proud, proud of your new commitment to yourself to be free. So I wonder if you can find yourself letting go of more limiting beliefs and notice how good it feels as you let go of the past and embrace yourself. And as you realize that there is nothing that anyone can say or do to hold you back, you you feel so good and so light that you actually begin to float up into that air. And you realize for the first time in a long, long time that when you finally let go, that you feel so happy, so lighter than air, that you begin to smile and feel incredibly good inside, totally at peace and free, because now you are finally alive, alive and free, and you smile, and it feels good to let go and fly, to be yourself, for yourself, for now, forever. And think of all the places that you can fly away to, beautiful places. And you don't have to know where you are going to, because beautiful people attract other beautiful people. Successful people attract other successful people. Confident people attract other confident people. People who are truly free will attract each other. When you smile, you attract other people who smile. And people who have let go of the past and all limiting chains are free to find each other and fly. And simply take another moment for yourself and enjoy this wondrous and awesome, peaceful feeling of flying for a moment. And now notice how good it feels to fly above the world, to fly away from all chains in the past, to fly away from your bad habits, leaving them behind, to fly away from other people's bad habits. Let them go and fly to let go of all hurts and pains and simply fly away, free and alive, knowing that you now find yourself smiling more because you are free. You have made a commitment to yourself, for yourself, to let go and be free to fly. And you deserve to fly and join others like yourself, free and alive, for now and forever. And in a moment now, I'm going to count from 1 up to 5, and you'll come back to the room feeling relaxed and refreshed and free. 1, the energy is flooding back into your body now. 2, feeling relaxed and refreshed and free. 3, with lots and lots of big, bright energy. 4, feeling unconditional love in your heart. And 5, open your eyes, wide awake, relaxed, refreshed, and free.